Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us great and big deeds, a'mal. Faraid, the compulsory, fasting, salah, hajj, zakah. MashaAllah, with Allah ta'ala's will, everyone implements these deeds and tries, and we should, because they're faraid, compulsory. There are many other a'mal, reciting Quran, hajj, umrah, nafl. Nafl, voluntary, extra, tahajjud, alhamdulillah, ishraq, prayer, sunrise, prayer in mid-morning, jasht, and especially because, mashallah, you are the pious people, friends of Allah, so you all try hard and work hard and make effort, inshallah. But there's one thing that we very seldom take care of or take note of or are cautious about. And if I ask all of you, maybe it's difficult that I get the answer, because there's no doubt you will have prayed tahajjud and mashallah will have done good deeds, great deeds. You'll have done dhikr. But Allah Ta'ala has kept some deeds in such a way that Allah Ta'ala quickly accepts those deeds. Allah Ta'ala doesn't just accept those deeds, rather Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased with that servant of His. Especially those who are on this path, then they keep their heads up, oh, I pray tahajjud, or I'll do this much nawafil, I'll pray this many juz of the Qur'an, separas. But they don't see or look at these actions or this action that we are discussing, which is very important. Look, this is a unique point we need to understand, that behind somebody's back, even if he doesn't know, to do dua. To do dua. What do we call this? Dua not in the presence of someone, without that person knowing. Great deed, a great amal for yourself and for that person. And then this deed is very dear to Allah. If I ask you, did you pray tahajjud? Yes, I prayed. Did you pray ishraq? Yes, I did. If I ask you today, did you, for such a person, most definitely every person will know other people, know somebody who's got disappointment or problems. Some say, oh, I can see that they're disappointed, that this person's in distress, he's got difficulties. And especially the women, the woman will know in her locality, she's got this problem, her husband's doing this to her, her children are like this. And rather we flip it the other way, that if we realize somebody's disappointment, then we shove it even more, push it even more. Ooh, look, now that person here, see, that person learned their lesson, now they've got difficulties and this happened to that person's children. You get the news from somewhere, don't you? Achcha, achcha, this happened. And that we are good at making a list of all the backbiting discussions. Look, that person did this, he said this, she did this, but I'm speaking about those who are close to Allah. In reality, very few people you will see that, subhanAllah, before their own du'as, they will do du'a for that person who's in need. Great, great deed this is. Great deed. We know somebody who's upset, who's in difficulty, is not fulfilling. Maybe his actions are not being fulfilled, or his desires. Some people say, remember me in du'as. This has become a statement. Please remember me in your du'as. And it's a great request and action. If we know somebody is ill, somebody's upset, somebody's got a debt, somebody's not getting a job, so everyone's got different challenges in life, but never do we think that we should do dua for that person. And how beloved and a great action that Allah Ta'ala likes this. And this is the quality of the friends of Allah, person who's a ghaus and qutb of his time, a great personality, and he's writing to his murid. He's communicating with the student. Imagine what a great amal. How the friends of Allah, that we say small or minors, but for them these are such azeem deeds. They know the result that will come out of this deed. That, for example, a person who's maybe not a well-known murid, the sheikh writes that I have a distress or a problem, for which all of the world people are doing dua for him. He writes that I've got this distress or difficulty, and please definitely do dua for me. I'm very in need of du'as and your du'as. And then he quotes a hadith alongside, subhanAllah, this is something to hear. That whoever does dua for someone, not in his presence, without even him knowing, then Allah Ta'ala fulfills all the needs and desires for that person who's doing the dua. Tell me, what a great amal, what a great action. And if Allah Ta'ala is pleased, then you'll do this, won't you? That, for example, if someone's got difficulty, you do dua for that person, then Allah will also accept your du'as. And Allah will accept that person's du'as for whom you've done the prayer. Allah Ta'ala accepts his du'as. So Allah Ta'ala accepts the du'a which is done without that person's knowledge or presence. The person becomes ill. Let's look at this. Through the illness, Allah Ta'ala says that the person who's ill, if he does du'a for someone, then I accept that person's du'a. Subhanallah. If you're on a journey, you're on a journey. Allah Ta'ala says that if somebody is a musafir on a journey, alhamdulillah, I will accept that journeyman's, the traveler's du'as if he does du'as for other people. You become ill, we also on journey sometimes, and there are many opportunities we get like this. But what a great chance we have left for pleasing Allah, because this close to us in our eyes is a very small deed. But this is such a great amal, we should think about this. This is such a great deed that if we go into the detail that from this amal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased and happy with his servant. The reason is what? Who can do this dua? Who can do this dua? Who does dua for somebody else? Only that individual can do dua in whose heart there is love for the creation of Allah. Who is not selfish, who has sincerity, who has pain in the heart, and who has a soft, tender heart. This same heart Allah Ta'ala likes. That if you with this heart, you are praying tahajjud and doing dhikr and reciting Quran and doing umrah, and this, with this heart you're doing hajj, but that heart isn't made. Subhanallah. If the heart was made, then the sign of it, first and foremost, as Allah Ta'ala says, that if you love my creation, then I love you. Subhanallah. What a great ajr Allah gives, great reward, that this person, he loved my servant, and he didn't have to love that person, and he didn't ask him to do dua for him, but he knew that this individual is looking for a job, he can't find a job, and in tahajjud he's doing dua for him. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala becomes so pleased that look at this individual, he's praying for the next person who doesn't maybe even know him, or doesn't know that he knows about his problem, but before himself he puts others in front, those people who are in need, he puts them at the forefront of his list of du'as. So Allah becomes happy and pleased with that individual who's making du'a. Allah Ta'ala loves him. It's not necessarily Allah is happy with our tahajjud, or with our dhikr adhkar, or with our salah. That this is an authentic deed Allah has given to us. But we look out for other people and pray for them. But we'll only do it at that time when there's mercy in our hearts. When softness comes into our hearts. And this is a great sign, my friends. So I would request that you should forcefully start this action, that Allah Ta'ala, look, for example, we have many needs, that whenever you have a good opportunity, you pray salah, when you start, think, which person is ill, which person is upset, which one's in distress, which woman's got a problem, which lady's got an illness, which person's children maybe there are issues, who hasn't got children, who've got marriage problems, thousands of different examples, keep on doing dua to Allah, and that person's dua will be accepted, and Allah will keep on elevating your rank and deeds, and you'll feel that Allah is loving us or me. Yes, and you'll feel in such a way that when you do dua for other people, you'll feel so much enjoyment that you don't even get that much enjoyment in doing dua for yourself, and you'll have tears in your eyes. And Allah softens the heart so much, and Allah Ta'ala puts the heart towards His rahmah. That person is amazed that in big deeds, ibadah worship, he doesn't get enjoyment, but when he does dua for those brothers and sisters in need, he gets more enjoyment and satisfaction. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice. These are the amal of the Sufis. The deeds of those Sufis, I told you, great words of Hazrat Sahib, the Ghaus and Qutb of his time, that people when they do du'as, and he's telling his murid, Hazrat Sahib, subhanallah. That imagine the advice here, the nasiha, that within this, that person, he doesn't consider himself as anything. He thinks, I'm nothing, this person's better than me, even if he's my murid. But Allah Ta'ala loves him more than me. Imagine how much sincerity and humbleness is, and lowering yourself there is in this action. And for example, he raises his hands, that his dua is accepted straight away. Such a person. But he is so humble in his humility that he loves the makhluk of Allah, the creation of Allah, that he requests that person to do dua. Brothers, we should make this a regular practice of us. Have you done dua for anybody today? Have I done this? Yes, we look at ourselves, we worry about ourselves. Allah Ta'ala says, why should I make your difficulty go far? Don't you know your neighbors or the people around you, that the problems they have? Tell me, nobody will have sat at tahajjud time and said, first and foremost, and you know that person is ill, in Pakistan that person's ill, And then if you look for difficulties, all you see is your children, your offspring, and the people that you know, your relatives, that he's got this problem, she's got this issue, Allah, solve it. For hours you will cry, Ya Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, what's this? What about other people? The others that you know about. SubhanAllah, what an ajeeb and unique deed and a great deed. We realize that our hearts are not made yet if we don't think like this. There are things lacking in our hearts. Now, this we'll see in the hereafter, that what is the fruits, what are the fruits that we will earn. But there are signs that, look, I have recitation of Quran, I have tahajjud, that in your heart you don't even have the softness, the tenderness that Allah Ta'ala likes. If there was softness and tenderness, then most definitely, first and foremost, more than myself, above myself, I would consider and love the people who are the creation of Allah. I'd have mercy on them, I'd think about them, I'd have pity on them. Allah, there's a person around me, there's a young woman, she's looking for money, asking for money, there's no money to give to her. And then you're crying for her and say, Allah, give her some comfort and shelter. Subhanallah. But we don't think like this. We don't even think like this, that person's upset. And for example, you go to, anywhere you go, you will run to our own murids. Let me do dua for this person, for this student of mine, for this person I know. This is selfishness. Person like this is selfish. Yes, that remember, whenever you're doing dua or praying, remember these points, that when you and me do any good deeds, praying tahajjud, then don't just start from yourself, oh Allah, my children, my wife, my mother, my father, no. Because Allah Ta'ala has promised that you will definitely get what you need around you, but I'll give you over and above that. I know the desires you have or the needs you have. So if you ask from me, Allah says, leave alone that list of what you need and your family and those who are dear to you. Allah says, you've just said one dua, I have fulfilled your whole list of requirements and desires. Isn't this lacking in our lives, my friends? It's lacking, and we walk around big-headed with this and that, with broad shoulders. What a big point that we're lacking in our life, that we are selfish, we don't love the creation of Allah. Will a selfish person go into paradise, tell me? Will a selfish person who thinks about himself and just those dear to him, near to him all the time, will he go to paradise? That a person, a friend of Allah, never tells anyone else his needs. Why? Subhanallah. Because the creation of Allah, there are such people, who they know others who are in need, and quietly they assist them and help them. For this reason, the friends of Allah say that Allah Ta'ala will give assistance and aid to them, people directly. Why do I need to spread my hands out and ask others and beg people for help? Allah Ta'ala Himself will send the assistance to me. This is what the friends of Allah say, because they have yaqeen, they have certainty in this point. The servant of Allah knows that if I'm asking Allah for other of your creation, then will Allah not send help to me? Will Allah Ta'ala not fulfill my desires? If I'm crying for your makhluk, Allah, then will I not have success? For example, Hazrat Sahib, an ajeeb event, that it was extreme poverty, extreme hunger. Everyone used to go on Hajj. Hazrat Sahib didn't have any money. And it was the British Empire at that time. And the rule, the British rule, Hazrat Sahib used to see people, groups are going, people used to go by foot, by sea, by ship, the boats used to go, the ships used to go, and Hazrat Sahib would try to put the money, save the money together and try to go on Hajj. And this is verbally Hazrat Sahib told us this event. Then Hazrat Sahib said, I had a thought, look where the sight of the walis of Allah goes. He said that if I please Allah, I will aid and help the creation of Allah, then Allah will be happy with me. He said, I did a job. I'd go out on the road, I'd remove stones and rocks and branches and twigs, I'd sweep the road. I'd say, Allah, that I am clearing and sweeping the roadway and the pathway for your makhluk, for your creation, so Allah, please clear the pathway for me so I can come to you, to your home. Alhamdulillah, that year I got Hajj. And Allah Ta'ala cleared the path for me, said Hazrat Sahib. So this is how much yaqeen he had, how much Allah Ta'ala loves the creation of Allah. Not just that from my amal, I'll do dua, I'll accept my duas and this will happen. No, it's the yaqeen that the friend of Allah has. That Allah Ta'ala, He loves His servants, He loves those with a broken heart. So what a tariqah the friend of Allah took out and implemented. Allah, I am removing the hurdles from the path of your friends. Please Allah, remove the hurdles from my path because I want to come to your home. So when the hearts are made like this, that's when a person succeeds. Not just tasbih and ibadah and worship. So let's do dua to Allah. That we should assess ourselves continuously. That if we've got any soft and tender hearts, or we just got hard, rock hard, hearts. If our heart is soft, then when the heart of the friend of Allah is made, then selfishness will end. And we won't just think about ourselves, and the person who's selfish and thinks about himself will never go into paradise. Never can he go into paradise. Only that person going to paradise who more than himself he worries about other people. More than himself. Yes, and this is the environment in the Khanka. That you eat, you take. It's for you. In the cold, you're lying down, he's on a musafir, and just like it's cold here, in the region we are, is it minus a few degrees, Hazrat Sahib's village, there was very cold. Hazrat Sahib saw that a visitor is in my khanka. He had nothing to wrap around him, and people are poor there. And maybe he's come to see me, it's Fajr time in the night. Hazrat Sahib took his blanket off, and subhanAllah, he's not watching, he's not to show him. Hazrat Sahib didn't. This is afterwards we realize this. And he was lying down, and Hazrat Sahib only had the qameez, the shirt on underneath the qameez. And Hazrat Sahib went, came back, took his blanket off, and with ease slowly put the blanket over the visitor from his shoulder down to his feet so that he could sleep nicely without the cold feeling. And he didn't say anything to anyone, Hazrat Sahib. Nor did anyone ask. So when he woke up, that person, his whole body was doing Allah, 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 Allahu Akbar. Noor ala noor. How? He said, how have I got noor? The kutub of the time, and he puts his blanket over someone. Tell me, what will be the result of that person? The effect on that person? So he was lying down there. Oh, I might as well lie down. Just continue to lie down. I'm in Jannah. With this blanket, I've been given the heights, the ranks, spiritual elevation. So this is when we make our hearts like this, we worry and worry about others and give others. May Allah Ta'ala make my heart like this. MashaAllah, you are those whose hearts are reformed. I've just thought about my mistake that from morning to evening, I just keep doing dua for myself. And I know many others are upset or in distress. We don't even have the desire to raise our hands and do dua for that person. Not that we talk about salah or the things. Though you're walking along, you see someone and he needs help. Is Allah far? Recite durood sharif and do dua for that person. He's in need. That Allah, this person's in distress, sad, upset, down. He's not getting a job. He's in extreme need of help. Nobody else knows. But no, we do dua. First, we'll tell him, phone up, that I've done dua for you. And just to let you know, Sheikh, we phone the Sheikh and write, we are doing dua for you. We're doing dua for you. Doing umrah for you. We're doing many duas for you. SubhanAllah. Nowadays, if we see the murid, that subhanAllah, we see that, oh, I'm praying for you, I'm just letting you know, I'm in front of the ghumbad, I'm stood for you, I'm doing dua for you. And what is our aqeedah? What was our aqeedah? SubhanAllah. Our aqeedah was this, that our every dua, subhanAllah, is accepted through the wasila of our sheikh, subhanAllah. And we are telling the sheikh that we're doing dua for him. No, if you're going to do dua, then do dua for people who are in need straight away, so that Allah Ta'ala is happy and pleased and he accepts your duas. May Allah Ta'ala become pleased with all of us. Ameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اے میرے مولا اپنے فضل سے ہمارے گناہ کو معاف فرما دے اے میرے مولا بڑے گندے دن ہیں ہمارے بہت سخت ہیں میرے مولا یا اللہ شیطان ہمیں وسوسوں سے بہت دور لے کے جا رہا ہے یا کریم ہمیں بزرگ بناتا ہے ہمیں اونچا بناتا ہے ہمیں ذخیر بنا رہا ہے ہمیں بہت تلاوت کرنے والا بنا رہا ہے حال ہمارا تو بہتر جانتا ہے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمارا دل کو قلب سلیم بنا دے یا اللہ قلب سلیم بنا دے ایسا دل بنا دے کہ بارگاہ میں اس دل کے ساتھ حاضر ہو سکے میرے مولا یا کریم ہماری آج کی مجلس کو قبول فرما یا اللہ ہماری آج کی مجلس کو قبول فرما ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی صحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون والسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ